Thank you for listening to this downloaded audio. AchievingExcellence.com is your source for books, CDs, downloads, tapes, and articles about the Feldenkrais Method. Check out our site. That's AchievingExcellence.com for more great material on the Feldenkrais Method.
Total Body Golf, Lesson 1, Opening the Swing.
So to begin this first lesson, pick up your club and make a few practice swings and notice how they feel. Notice the sensation of power or maybe lack of power. Notice if it's smooth or bumpy, the size of the motion, the quality of the motion. How does it feel to you to make the swing? Do you have an inner sensation of smoothness and power? Or does it feel not so good? And if you have a video camera, you might videotape 3 or 4 or 5 swings real easily just to have a point of comparison. So now set down your club and stand up in your normal standing posture, your feet shoulder width apart more or less, and begin to turn left and right, look to the left and look to the right. And make it an easy swinging motion. It's like the motion when you get into a swing. You give it a little bit of a push, and then it almost goes by itself. So now would you please turn to the right and stop. And with your eyes, notice how far you've turned. Mentally mark a spot on the wall to the side or behind you so you can see how far you turn. And then turn around to the left and do the same thing. How far do you turn to the left? And now go back to that motion of turning left and right. And as you turn, begin to scan your body with your attention. And start with your feet. And notice how as you turn left and right, your feet move a little bit on the floor. They don't just sit there. Feel your feet tilt a little bit left and right on the floor. Then let your attention move up a little bit to your ankles. Notice how the ankle joint articulates in a certain way to allow the leg to turn and the foot to move on the floor. And then let your attention continue to move on up a little further through the calves up to the knees. Notice what your knees do. Move a little from side to side, probably bend a little bit as you turn from left to right. And then let your attention move a little further on up through your thighs up to your hips. Notice how your hips turn from left to right. And then continue on, move your attention up a little bit into your lower back, to the lumbar area, the small of the back, some people call it. What do you feel there? And your attention can move on up a little bit into the middle back, feel the ribs moving in a certain way. The chest. Notice your arms and your shoulders. And you should feel that your shoulder blades actually move on top of the ribs. And then continue and feel the very upper back, the neck. And make sure that as you turn, your head actually turns in such a way that as you turn to the right, the chin approaches the right shoulder. As you turn to the left, the chin approaches the left shoulder. And finally, notice your eyes. Let your eyes turn and look to the left as you turn to the left, and look to the right as you turn to the right. And by scanning your body very slowly in this way with your attention, while you're not occupied with making a golf shot, sometimes you can discover stiff spots in your body that you might not discover if you're actually out on the course and worried about your score. You may feel part of the ribs are stuck, or maybe one hip moves differently than the other. And sometimes just feeling that and directing your attention there will actually cause the part to move a little bit better. Just feeling it and not doing anything else. So now would you please turn to the right and stop. So keep your entire body still and move just your head and eyes and look back to the left and then to the right. And do that about 15, 18 times, gently and slowly. Let yourself breathe. So the body remains still. The head and eyes move. So you turn your head to the right and look to the right, and turn your head to the left and look to the left. Gently and easily. And now go back to that turning motion, turning the whole body and the head and eyes, everything left and right. And notice how that feels now after moving the head and eyes independently. And as you turn left and right, and as you do the other movements, do a little bit less than you can do. And if you can turn 50 degrees, if that's the maximum, then when you do the movement, turn 35 or 40 or something like that. So the idea is to cultivate a feeling of ease. If you push yourself to the maximum, you'll be cultivating a feeling of strain and effort. And if you practice strain, if you practice effort, you'll get to be real good at producing strain and effort. If you practice ease, you'll get to be good at producing a feeling of ease. And the hallmark of most athletes is that they present a feeling of ease when they do their sport, whether it's golf or tennis, football. Oftentimes, the very best people make it look so easy. And that's what we're trying to accomplish here. So please turn to the left and stop. And keep your body still and move just your head and eyes and look back to the right and then to the left. And do that 15, 18, 20 times. So your body's still, everything from the shoulders on down, and the head and eyes move, and they look to the left and they look to the right. And let go of that and begin to turn left and right, everything, easily and gently. And now again, turn to the right and stop. And this time hold your entire body still, except for your eyes, and move just your eyes and look to the left and back to the right about 15, 18, 20 times, gently. Let yourself breathe. So the eyes move left and right, and the rest of the body remains still. And once again, turn everything left and right. The whole body and the head and the eyes all turn to the left and turn to the right. And now turn to the left and stop. Once again, hold everything still except your eyes and move just your eyes and look back to the right and then to the left 15, 18 times. Gently and easily. Eyes move horizontally. And let go of that and turn everything left and right again. And notice the sensation of turning now. How does it feel compared with the beginning? If you feel your whole body, you may begin to feel there's a sense of coordination of the parts working together in a way that's different from the beginning. And notice that you don't get that kind of coordination by trying to do it or copying somebody else, but by exploring the way that you move yourself in a certain way. And when you explore in this way, the coordination kind of bubbles up from inside you all by itself. And now turn to the right and stop. And with your eyes, look at the wall and notice how much further you're turning after trying these combinations of movement of moving the head and eyes independently of the rest of the body. And you'll probably find that there's quite a large increase in the turning angle. And some people even find that they double their turning angle. It actually gets twice as big as it was before. And turn to the other side, turn to the left, and try the same thing. Mark a spot on the wall. Notice how much further you've turned. And now continue to turn left and right as you were doing. And again, scan your body with your attention. Start with the feet and the ankles and just take a minute or two and go through the body and you'll feel some differences in how the parts move. And you'll see that this increase in the turning angle actually represents a decrease in the stress of the muscles. Because the muscles have gotten longer, but without you actually stretching them. And they're actually working in a different way now, in a way that's more coordinated. A way that a natural body or a very good golfer would do actually without thinking about it too much. And you'll find at the end of the lesson when we go back to actually making a shot with the club, you'll find that as the muscles lengthen by themselves, you'll find that this translates into a great increase in power. And of course an increase in power will result in a longer and a better, more powerful shot. So let go of that and take a break and just walk around for a minute. Notice how your body feels. Check your breathing and your stance, how you walk. How is it different from before? Now, would you please go back to your standing position? Just stand up in your normal standing posture and your feet about shoulder width apart and begin to turn left and right again, just as you did before. Now, would you please turn to the right and stop and keep everything still. And do the following thing. Put your hands on your hips. Now, from that position, begin to rotate your shoulders left and right. So the only thing that moves is the shoulders. And the rest of the body and the head and the eyes stay fairly still. So make it a small, easy motion. Do a little bit less than the maximum you can do. Let yourself breathe. If you find you're holding your breath, it means you're straining and pushing yourself even though you don't know it. So you can use your breath as a kind of a indicator to tell if you're straining. So the right shoulder goes backwards and the left forward, then the left goes backwards and the right forward, gently and easily. And feel how the shoulders articulate, how they move over the ribs and back. Gently and easily. Now, continue that motion and let the head move along with the shoulders. So when the right shoulder goes backwards, the head and eyes turn and look to the right. When the left shoulder goes backwards, the head and eyes turn and look to the left. The rest of the body still. Keep your chest and everything else still. So you can very clearly feel that you're moving one part and keeping another part still. You're moving the shoulders and you're moving the head and eyes and the chest and the torso, the hips are all still. Now slowly, continue with that. Continue rotating the shoulders left and right. And now begin to rotate the head in the opposite direction of the shoulders. So when the right shoulder goes forward, the head and eyes turn to the right. When the left shoulder goes forward, the head and eyes turn to the left. So you'll see that the head goes closer to the shoulders there, the chin, gently. And again, let yourself breathe. And continue with that and move the head and the shoulders in the same direction. So when the right shoulder goes backwards, the head turns to the right. When the left shoulder goes backwards, the head turns to the left. And when you're trying a new and unfamiliar move like this, you can go as slowly as you want to go at the beginning. And it's a good idea to do it very slowly. You may find if you push your way into it that you can do the thing very quickly. But there'll be a kind of stiffness or unease in the movement. And if you go as slowly as you can go and take your time and think about it, you'll find after a few minutes of going slowly that all of a sudden you can do the move quickly and there's nothing to it. There's no strain. So the key issue is to start out slowly and then let the movement speed up. Don't make it speed up. Now, let go of that and turn everything left and right gently and easily. Head, eyes, hips, shoulders, everything, and do that several times. Notice how the motion feels. Okay, and once again, turn to the right, stop, put your hands on your hips, and do that thing with the shoulders again. Only the shoulders move, left and right. Do that gently. Take your time. And continue with that, and as before, move the head along with the shoulders. Shoulders turn to the right, the head and eyes turn to the right. And the shoulders turn to the left, left shoulder goes backwards, and the head and eyes turn to the left. Gently and easily, think about your breathing. And continue, and once again, turn the head and shoulders in opposite directions. So when the shoulders rotate to the right, the head and eyes turn to the left, and vice versa. And continue, and once again, turn the head and the shoulders together. So the body stays still, the chest stays still, and the head and eyes and shoulders rotate to the right and then to the left. And let go of that and turn everything left and right. The body, the head, the eyes, the shoulders, everything. And notice how the movement feels now after moving the shoulders and the head and the eyes independently of each other. And now please turn to the left and stop. And put your hands on your hips. And begin to rotate the shoulders left and right. So make it a small, slow, easy movement. And notice the quality of the motion of the shoulders. And if you go slow, you may be able to feel if the shoulders move easily or if there's a stiff spot. You may find the shoulder moves easily for a certain part of the motion. And then maybe there's a place that's stiff or bumpy or something. And if you find a place like that, just very slowly go up to that place, let yourself breathe easily, and don't force your way through it. And you'll find if you pay attention to your whole self, make the movement slowly and easily, feel the parts that are easy, and the parts of the movement that are not easy, that the thing will resolve itself. that the bump will just go away if you pay attention to the awareness. And continue gently and easily moving the shoulders left and right. And now let the head and eyes move along with the shoulder. So when the right shoulder goes backwards, the head turns to the right. And when the left shoulder goes backwards, the head and eyes turn to the left. And continue. And move the head and eyes in the opposite direction to the shoulder. Gently and easily. And once again, start with a small, light, slow, easy movement. So you can feel the quality of the motion. Let yourself breathe. And continue and move the head and the eyes and the shoulders all in the same direction, all to the right and all to the left together. And then let your hands drop from your hips and turn everything left and right a few times. And again, turn to the left and stop. Put your hands on your hips and begin to rotate your shoulders left and right, slowly and easily, and pay attention to the quality of the movement. And let your head and eyes go along with the shoulders again. When the left shoulder goes backwards, the head and eyes turn and look to the left. When the right shoulder goes backwards, the head and eyes turn and look to the right. And continue and move the head and eyes in opposite directions. So when the right shoulder goes forward, the head and eyes turn and look to the right. When the left shoulder goes forward, the head and eyes turn and look to the left. So somebody looking at you from above would see the shoulders rotating to the right and the head to the left and vice versa. And continue and rotate the head and eyes and shoulders all in the same direction. And then let go of that, drop your hands from your hips and turn everything left and right. And notice how the movement of turning left and right feels now. And again, scan your body with your attention. Notice how the feet move on the floor, what the ankles do. The knees. The hips. Lower back. The chest, the shoulders, ribs. And finally, the head and eyes. And once again, turn to the right and stop. And check your turning angle. With your eyes, look at the wall and notice how much further the turning angle has increased now. And turn around to the left and do the same thing. And let go of that and walk around and take a break for a minute. Okay, so now would you please pick up your club and get in your golf stance and hold yourself in your golf stance and now turn left and right and check the turning angle. Turn around to the left and turn around to the right and stop and check the turning angle. And notice if it's decreased a bit. So what does that mean? What it means is that for most people, when they're going to do something like a golf shot or something that they want to do well, they stiffen themselves up without knowing it. They set themselves up to try. And they don't really feel that stiffening in a direct way. You can check the stiffening. You can feel it in a little bit of an indirect way by noticing if you decrease your turning angle, which means you've stiffened up your muscles without knowing it. So hold on to the club and forget about golf and just swing left and right a few times. Turn your head and eyes and shoulders and let your body turn easily. And just let the club sort of flop around in your hand. And turn like that and let the turning angle come back till you're turning as far as you were before. And turn to the middle and stop. And now very slowly, get into your golf stance and pay attention. And notice if you can get into the golf stance without stiffening yourself up. So wiggle a little bit, let yourself breathe. Get into your golf stance. However you do that, lean forward a little, the club head in the right place, gently. And now turn left and right a few times with the club and check your turning angle. And you'll find if you do it right, if you pay attention, don't stiffen yourself, you can get into your golf stance and not stiffen yourself up and hold on to your turning angle. And now continue and begin to think that there's a ball in front of you and make a few shots as you did at the very beginning. And notice how the shots feel as you do it now. The power, the speed, the smoothness, the coordination. And you'll probably feel that after doing this exercise to differentiating the head and the eyes and the shoulders from the rest of the body, those movements, you'll feel that all by itself the movement, the swing, becomes smoother and powerful and much better. And if you have a video camera, videotape another 3 or 4 or 5 shots, and then go back and watch the before and the after back to back, and you'll be surprised at the difference. One of the reasons it's a good idea to use a video camera to check this out is that this method of improvement is so subtle that many people actually make a very large improvement and they don't feel it very clearly. It feels a little bit nicer to them somehow. And by watching the before and the after back to back, you can see what a tremendous change is made.
This concludes Lesson 1 of Total Body Golf.
Thank you for listening to this downloaded audio. AchievingExcellence.com is your source for books, CDs, downloads, tapes, and articles about the Feldenkrais Method. Check out our site. That's AchievingExcellence.com for more great material on the Feldenkrais Method.